90.5 WKAR and Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. The next major exhibition at MSU's Broad Art Museum features works by a Lansing-born architect. Born in 1940, Lebeus Woods passed away last year. Before his death, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art staged an exhibition of his works called simply Lebeus Woods, Architect. It was curated by SF MoMA's Joseph Becker and Jennifer Dunlop Fletcher. The exhibition can be seen at the Broad through March 2nd. Current State Scott Pohl spoke with Joseph Becker about Woods' reputation and his Lansing roots.
Lebeus was born in Lansing. Actually, it's debatable whether it was Lansing or East Lansing, but we'll go with Lansing. And he was the son of an Army colonel who was an engineer who worked on some major projects in the middle of the century. And Lebeus, so he bounced around quite a bit in the States. And he studied engineering, and he studied architecture, and went on to practice as an architect with Kevin Roche and John Tinkeloo after they had taken over from Saarinen. So with that as a background, Lebeus was essentially trained and practicing as an architect before he took his own practice to New York. In New York, he starts to venture outside of the traditional modes of architecture practice and starts really working on a more experimental and illustrative kind of architecture. And so that's the work that we start to see in this exhibit going from about 1980 all the way through 2012, which is the year that he passed away.
Were you able to get acquainted with him before he died?
Absolutely. I was very fortunate to be working with him, actually. We had developed this exhibition with Leb, and about midway through the process of developing the show for SF MoMA, he passed away. And so we kind of reconfigured a bit of the exhibition, trying to avoid the show becoming a retrospective and more thinking about it as kind of a primer to his work. He's very much an architect's architect. He is very well known within the architecture discourse, not so well known outside of it. So this is an opportunity for us to kind of create an exhibition that brings his work to a wider audience.
It's my understanding that there weren't many of his buildings actually constructed. Is that so? And if so, why would that have been?
Well, actually, I think we can say that there were no buildings ever constructed. He worked on buildings while he was an architect under other architects. But in his own private practice, he was far more focused on the ideas behind architecture rather than the building itself as the final product. He built full-scale installations, some of which still exist. Some are permanent, some were temporary. But really, his work is based in this conceptual sphere where the ideas present in the drawings and the models trump the potential of an actual building. They become a little bit more potent as just ideas rather than as the manifestation of the idea. He was quite wary, I think, of the other kinds of influence that come into contact with architects as they attempt to build, such as, you know, the agencies of zoning and regulation and even gravity, you know, really could be seen as inhibiting ideas towards putting forward a grander potential of architecture.
When one looks at the museum where this exhibit will be designed by Zaha Hadid, many people thought it couldn't be built or something, that there would be problems. There were indeed some difficulties during the building process. The expense grew as a result of some of the complications during construction. It just makes me wonder about the linkage between Lebeus Woods and Zaha Hadid, because I understand they were friends. It must be significant to Zaha Hadid and anyone involved with the museum and with Lebeus Woods to have such an exhibition here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the two were contemporaries, they were friends, and they both kind of evolved their practice at the same time in the early 80s, where it was almost a badge of honor at that time to be an architect, but not allow your work to suffer the consequence of corporate interest, perhaps by big clients or whatnot. So architects were not practicing. I mean, they were proposing more conceptual projects. And Zaha's work moves out of that, and she has, you know, become internationally renowned for her incredible work. But Lebius was very much still part of putting forward the experimental instead. But to be able to put his work in her work is a real wonderful opportunity. You can see that there are definite linkages between the way that he's describing a kind of space and the way that she has gone on to realize that kind of a similar kind of space.
The work of an architect is, of course, artistic in nature, but I want to ask you about the pieces and items that people will see in this exhibition, because I think people hear about an exhibition of the work of an architect and they're perhaps going to think they're just going to see blueprints or that sort of thing. What sorts of visual elements are there within this exhibition?
Well, Lebius is perhaps one of the last great architectural renderers. His work essentially was established at a time where the hand rendering was paramount in architecture practice as a way to describe a space. Of course, in the past 15, 20 years, the computer has really taken over as a tool for realizing these visualizations. But you can see in Lebius's work that the hand is such an incredible tool. He was extremely tactile or facile with the pen and the pencil. And so in the exhibition, you see drawings about, I think we have about 100 drawings that really range in depth. Some are very quick sketches, some are very labor-intensive renderings in pencil and colored pencil. And in addition to these drawings, we have models, about 14 models, I believe. And those describe certain projects that are represented through drawings as well, and some are independent of drawings.
As an artist, did Lebius Woods have an outlet outside of the world of architecture? I'm curious about whether he was involved in sculpture, watercolors of landscapes, anything that wasn't architectural in nature?
It's a great question, because it actually draws me to clarify something that also comes up usually, because when you look at his work, you think, you know, okay, if he was trained as an architect but never built anything, how did he sustain himself? He never really practiced outside of the realm of architecture, and even though you could consider some of his work very sculptural, even painterly if you look at his drawings, it's all under the rubric of architecture practice. Often that is debated, I think, but within the architecture discourse, he's firmly an architect, even though he doesn't have the buildings to show for it. And a way that he, you know, one of the ways that he sustained himself was actually teaching. So he was very involved in the architecture program at Cooper Union, a traveling lecturer, and even established his own architecture school called the Research Institute for Experimental Architecture. So he was very much presenting his ideas as a form of dialogue around space, around architecture.
I would think an exhibition like this would be of interest not just to art lovers and architects, but perhaps architecture students, graphic design students here at Michigan State University. This seems to me that it would have a wide appeal for the museum.
Absolutely. I think when you look at his work, you can see that the relevance of representation is very clear. All of his work is about communicating an idea. So if you are a graphic design student and you look at his work, you can definitely gain inspiration from that. It's not only about you know, the way that the lines flow together and the way that the shadows are rendered, but really trying to put forward a more provocative concept of what architecture could be. And he does a really wonderful job at that.
Having known Lebius Woods, I'm curious if you know much about his family and how his family perhaps is responding to the notion of having his work on display back in his childhood hometown.
Well, I don't know if the connection to East Lansing is extremely strong within the family, but this is one of our very first touring exhibitions that SF MoMA's organized within architecture and design. And for the exhibition to travel from San Francisco to East Lansing and then to New York, where, you know, he was born here and he passed away in New York, it really makes a powerful statement about bringing his work to a wider audience. And it's a very diverse public when you think about the audience in San Francisco and the audience in Michigan and the audience in New York. You have a very wide variety of practitioners or enthusiasts or visitors who are really just discovering something brand new. So that's great.
The exhibition is called Lebbeus Woods Architect. It's at the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University through March 2nd of 2014. Joseph Becker of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art curated the exhibition. Thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.